Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is a show where we help to make you a more intelligent real estate investor. Again, I believe real estate investing is the number one way to build wealth, to preserve wealth. It's the best tax vehicle available, and it's the best cash flowing machine. So on today's episode, we'll answer three of your questions. It's our Q&A day. So you can go to our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton, and leave us a voicemail question. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds, if you'd be so kind. And let's dive into it. Our first question today comes to us from Hector.
Hey, Clayton. How you doing? This is Hector. We got a property back in 1997, 98, or something like that. But it was, we got it for like $35,000, and now it's worth like $200,000. Does it make sense to sell it?
Thank you, Hector. I mean, that's a great question, right? It's simple to the point. Hey, we've got a house that we bought. It's now worth, you know, four times what we paid for it. That's a heck of an appreciation on this asset. I guess, you know, I'd have a question as to, well, are you living in the property? Number one. Number two, is it a rental investment? So those are two questions I have. Let me just answer those individually. If it's a house you're currently living in, do you want to move? You know, are you looking to move for some reason? Is it paid off? What do you owe on the property? Are you happy where you're living? You know, that's one thing. If it is where you currently live and you don't plan on moving, I would think about personally, if this were me, tapping the equity of that property. You know, equity rates or home equity lines of credit are available, and interest rates are so stinking low that to pull the equity out of that property and to use that equity to buy rental properties, you know, you're able to pick up then three rental properties down payments, you know, with that amount of money would be a killer strategy. Now, if it's a rental investment and it's in your portfolio, if you've ever watched any of my videos before where I talk about making sure you're nurturing your portfolio over the years, at some point, certain properties may have appreciated in value so much that the rent is not necessarily keeping up with the value and things are out of whack. And you're looking at your rental portfolio and thinking, should we sell off this property now? Should we roll this into a 1031 exchange and roll it into maybe four other rental properties? You know, can you do that? Can you take the equity in this property and roll it? And that's something you want to consider as well. So all of these things should be on the table. I do know that I've had investors who maybe they own 15 properties and they look at their portfolio and two of their properties went from like a huge appreciation. And instead of sitting on that where they know that the rent is not going to keep up with that amount, they then sell those through a 1031 exchange program. That way they're not paying capital gains and they're rolling it into maybe four rental properties. You know, they're rolling two into four that are now going to produce a higher return on investment. So Hector, I hope that answers the question for you. But if you're sitting in the property, you're happy with where you live and you live in this house, great. That would be an opportunity for me to say, hey, you cannot eat equity. I would get a home equity line of credit if this were me, and I would use that to invest in other rental properties. That would be my strategy personally. So thank you for that question. Our next question comes to us from Stephanie.
So what about arm's length transactions? I know I can't buy my sister's house, fix it, flip it, sell it, but can I purchase a house with the intent of fixing it up and flipping it? And then when I go to sell it, then can she buy it? Can one of my family members buy it? Who is considered an arm's length transaction as far as when you sell the property, not when you first purchase it?
That's a great question, Stephanie. And I'm going to be honest with you. I am not a legal expert when it comes to arm's length transactions. I'll be straight up with you. I would definitely talk to the folks over at Corporate Direct, ask them that question. You know, I've definitely had family members, friends who have sold houses to each other many, many times. And look, a lot of times family members will sell a house for a dollar. I know very often I was trying to find deals. I would look in the M, I would see, why was this house sold for a dollar? The reason it was sold for a dollar is because you had to actually provide some value in the transaction. And it was a father selling a property to his son for a dollar. So I'm not entirely sure what sort of arm's length transaction issue would, I mean, as long as it's available for other people to make a, you know, to purchase, I suppose. But again, I would definitely talk to a legal team on that. I am not an expert in that. I will admit I'm not. I'm not afraid to say when I don't know something. You know, if you're going to buy it from your sister and fix up the house in order to sell it, I frankly don't see where there would be a legal ramification in that. After all, it's property. It's property. It's not a security. No, it's property. You're buying a piece of property from a family member. and you're fixing it up with your money and you're listing it for sale, and then your sister wants to buy it from you, again, I don't see what the problem would be. I don't see the only thing I could see where it would be problematic, and I know this from just, you know, real estate brokerages and so forth, is if other people didn't have access to this property from, because you kept it from somebody, in sort of like some sort of sleight of hand process. So again, talk to, in fact, you can talk to a realtor, talk to a lawyer about this in your state, because every state's going to be different, by the way. I know Ohio's laws are way different on real estate than they are in Wisconsin. So please talk to a lawyer in that particular state as well to find out what the law would be around buying a property from a family member, flipping it after you fix it up to that family member if they're purchasing it from you. I don't see how there'd be a problem. You're selling a deed to someone, and it shouldn't matter that that person is a sister. Now, it does make a difference if you are lending money to someone in a self-directed IRA. That absolutely can't happen. That I know for sure. On the self-directed side, that's where I'm an expert. So you cannot lend money to someone else in your immediate family from your self-directed IRA. That for sure can't happen. But as far as actually selling a house and someone's buying it and a deed is transferred, talk to a lawyer if you're worried about that. I just don't see what the issue would be. And I would love to hear a follow-up on that, by the way. Stephanie, please call us back and help us with our audience here and tell me what state you're in and how different this would be from state to state. I would love to hear the answer to that. Today's episode is brought to you by Rent Ready. Hey, are you new to real estate investing, wondering whether or not you can self-manage your own properties? Well, we want to tell you about Rent Ready. Rent Ready is really awesome property management software that allows you to manage your business from your computer or your smartphone. You can collect rent, you can get paid, you can find the perfect tenant with their screening and listing services, and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using Rent Ready's app as well. They can pay rent using a card, ACH, or cash. They can even set up auto pay. They get renter's insurance if you need it for your properties, and even build their credit score through Rent Ready's new credit reporting feature. Did we also mention that Rent Ready is unlimited? And all of this is a flat price, so no tricks or hidden fees. Rent Ready is designed for people who manage their own properties, so you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business. And you can start managing and scaling your rental properties without scaling your costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass on to the listeners of our show. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54 at rentready.com when you use our special code, and that code is INVESTING. That's Rent Ready. That's R-E-N-T-R-E-D-I. R-E-D-I. Remember, drop the A out of that, okay? It's rentready.com with code INVESTING, INVESTING, at rentready.com. Get Rent Ready's annual plan for $54. Next question is from Marco.
Hi, Clayton. This is Marco from Rome, Italy. I will try to be as short as I can, apologizing for my English. I started investing in real estate in 2011 in Florida. And as per today, I purchased 9 properties, all rented out. I purchased them all cash through my Florida entity. And now I want to try to take advantage of financing, but it is really hard for me. I would say impossible. I am an E2 visa holder with Social Security, ITN number, and a company EN number with a credit score of 800, roughly. Depends on which bureau we're talking about. I'm looking for properties with a price range not higher than $100,000. Thank you so much. Any advice? Bye-bye.
Well, Marco, not to be self-serving here, but by the way, nice beats in the background there in Rome. I love Italy, by the way. And your English was excellent, way better than my Italian, by the way. Way to go on that. So Marco, not to be self-serving here, but that's what my company does at Morris Invest. So if you're interested, book a call with us. We help international investors all the time, and we have non-recourse financing built in. So it's not tied to you personally. And we work with so many international investors because of that very reason. And our interest rates are very low because we've been working with these non-recourse banks for many years. If you were to try to do it on your own, you'd end up paying like 11, 12%. But our financing is going to be in the, you know, like 5.5% range, roughly. Now, don't quote me on that exactly, but pretty low and just a little bit higher than conventional financing. But the beauty is your credit score doesn't matter. And the fact that you don't have the American infrastructure set up doesn't matter. And we're and the non-recourse financing is appraising and looking at the properties in the best school districts in the best area where we build our properties, new construction. So again, international investors, we work with a lot from Canada, from Europe, from Australia, New Zealand, it doesn't matter. I think we recently had someone from Moscow, from Russia. So you can absolutely do this. I know the frustrating part for international investors is the financing to get access to some of this, but with non-recourse financing, they don't care about you, they care about the asset. And so they're watching us the entire process through the construction phase, seeing the property being built. They are studying the demographic data. They know that their jobs are there. They know that the crime is low. They know that the school districts are great. They know that they are putting their money behind this particular asset, not you personally. So it's a brilliant, brilliant way to take advantage of this structure. So again, book a call with us, Marco, and we'll take care of you. Again, just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call tab, and we'll make sure we'll see the Italian phone number come up there, and we'll call you over Skype or through Zoom, and we'll set up a phone call with you. We work with a lot of international investors. So thank you, Marco, for that question. All right. If you've got any questions, real estate related or otherwise, please leave us a voicemail message. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave us a 30-second voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the phone. And if we don't have the answer, like I didn't have it on the arm's length question, we'll try to get to the bottom of it. We'll figure this out. And I'm not going to wing it and pretend that I don't know. I don't know that answer. So Stephanie, I would love to hear what you hear from these lawyers and what you know your local lawyer tells you. And please call us back. I do want to get an update for our audience on that question. Much love to all of you. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.